Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit the Beam, you Sacra Trendo Kings, courtesy of Jeff Crisco on Twitter. I'm Jack.
You like that?
That is the Geist Child.
That's the Geist Child. That's legit. This is legit, son, my baby.
The Geist Child is Miles is mid feeding right now. Just
giving him Baba
the shit out of this thing.
You'll hear tomorrow. I did the episode with him as well. It was real fun. But I will say this: as a society, we need to be giving at minimum fucking like 12 weeks off, fucking yeah, parents.
Absolutely.
At a minimum, it's wild. Like, Her Majesty gets more because she's in a union, but it's like, you got to be in a fucking union to like get that kind of guaranteed time off. Anyway, all that to say, shout out the parents. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it every time.
And shout out to the Geist Child.
Those
noises are unbelievable. All right. Super producer Brian was making fun of me for my outrage heading into this episode over a story that I can't believe is not front page news. Like, I started Googling around for it. I was like, well, surely you guys covered this when I was out. And very little
we
else.
Didn't. No, we didn't. And like I said, don't call me Shirley.
Subway has pasta? I saw the ad over break. And so I think I just, like, for some reason, this
wait,
is just...
Wait, the ad? You saw, like, a print or TV ad?
TV ad. I think it was, like, on the women's Final Four. Like they just put an ad out like, yeah, and Subway has pasta now, and it's just straight up pasta, not like a pasta salad, not like a side of pasta salad. It's straight up. They're like, we're Olive Garden now. And it is so strange to me that we as the body politic have not rejected this like a bad transplant. I find it so upsetting.
Wait, in that, like, it feels like they've just jumped the shark. It's like, you don't know what you're doing anymore. You're doing pastas now? Really?
Yeah, it's, I don't know why. It doesn't seem like it should be the sort of thing that doesn't make sense to me. Like, Super Producer Brian was like, yeah, why wouldn't they? Of course. Like, all you need is, like, very cheap ingredients. You already have a bunch of the ingredients on site. And yet, it doesn't make sense. Delis are known to have pasta. I don't know why, but the Subway having pasta really upsets me.
I always
suspect that like all of Subway's ingredients are like very synthetic, and I guess that would be easy to pull off as a pasta too. But it just feels like Subway is so limited in what it offers.
Because the food is so fake, how dare they go for something like pasta that is like real normal food?
Yeah. I mean, I've eaten multiple meatball subs from there. Why wouldn't I expect a place that serves meatball subs to have pasta? I have no explanation for why this is so upsetting to me, but I assumed when I was out for 2 weeks that this was the only thing you guys were talking about.
No.
I was like, oh man, I can't wait to come back and hear Miles. Subway pasta takes.
Veer Das, thanks so much for coming on the Daily Zeitgeist, man. What the fuck is going on?
You were recently honored at the Kennedy Center, and I couldn't help but notice that during your acceptance speech, you didn't mention Subway having pasta at all, man.
And I know Narendra Modi basically threatened you with jailing because of your speech about the two Indias. I just felt like there was maybe a little room for you to bring up the very real issue of pasta at Subway. But anyway, no, all good, all good, all good.
All good, man. No, I mean, I'm not here to tell you how to do your job. But
I'm saying if I was you, that's what I'd be doing with my
just
platform.
Just giving you ideas for free. So, all right. Trump released some new NFTs featuring him crossing the Delaware. That was the only one that really stuck in my brain.
I love seeing, though, how they did like the little George Washington P-tail like with him. And he's got kind of like this long version. And it is kind of, it's funny to see just like this long haired version.
I feel like mine would be longer.
Creep. Even longer. And actually, if
I feel like mine would be long and luxuriant.
Despite him using like a monocular kind of thing, is that what you call that? Like just the one? Because I know it's a is that also a monocle? Like the half of a binocular?
Oh, I think those are called telescopes, right?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's me just using my non-Latin degree to be like, and that is a monocular.
Look through my monocular, good man.
Come close, son. We're going to look at the stars through my monocular.
Yeah.
We call it a telescope. Shut it, you insolent fool.
Making me look like an idiot.
Idiot out in front of my boss again. And then this one is like kind of a, this is a Aerosmith
is
mixed
that Elvis?
With Trump. Yeah, but I think the bandana on the mic stand is very Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's him rocking out.
Way too few bandanas on the mic stand to be Steven Tyler, but yeah.
Yeah. You're playing a Les Paul. Like, dude, come on, dude. Like, if you're really rocking, like, what? I can already tell what you're playing because you got that Les Paul. Now, I'm not throwing shade at that, but the Les Paul, but yeah. I think you do. You go harder, Trump. Oh, and then they took the same one and put him on a motorcycle while playing a guitar.
It's very like paper easy. Doll shit. Like, they just straight up. Took that image and put it on top of a motorcycle.
Put a motorcycle between
like same
his legs.
Facial expression.
Then the worst one, which is like brute force photoshopping his head onto like a way fitter dude's body, but he's serving up clip art of barbecue, like of grilled food on a plate. Like it's all weird clip art mashed together in this one.
These are all hilarious circumstances to imagine Donald Trump in. Like,
yeah.
On a boat, on a small boat, trying to cross the Delaware at night, under cover of dark, quietly.
But holding your telescope, holding your monocular, as I say, like at a weird angle, like even
at
the
a
way
weird
he's,
angle,
like,
yeah,
he can't
to
even
suggest
see through it.
It's all for effect.
Right.
But I'd love to hear him get on the guitar, get on the mic, and do a little rockabilly thing.
Oh yeah, he's like, you want to hear Blackbird? Hand it over.
Trying to play a guitar while riding a motorcycle, and then for whatever reason, the one that I feel like he would have the most trouble with is trying to work a grill.
Oh yeah,
pair of slacks in the backyard with a dog right next to him. I feel like that would freak him out. I feel like he would try and kill that dog.
That's the kind of thing where like his humiliation of like over not being able to use a grill would lead to like right wing takes that like cooking ain't for men, even if you're barbecuing,
right?
You know. It's like, what? What about like pit masters? And like, goes, American man should have. No, sorry. That's fembot.
Not my
shit.
America.
Hell no.
Frank Ocean, we talked about this yesterday. It's just, I just wanted to bring it up because the weirdest rumor that I had heard in the aftermath was that he was supposed to have designed the concert around a giant skating rink in the middle of the desert. And then have like
so
scrapped
true.
It last second. And it turns out that is true. Like that seems to be the one that has come through as like what actually happened, which I'd love to see that. I wonder if that's maybe what we'll see second week. That would be cool.
If he shows up.
Right.
I don't know. Part of me seems like, is his ego so damaged at this point? Like, what does he do?
I mean, if he saw that Bjork show, maybe he's Maybe he comes through. Oh, well,
how was that? Was that? Did you see that? Was that good?
I haven't seen it, but I've read descriptions of it. And she had a full orchestra. She was wearing a chain link fence, among other things, and it just sounded wild. She like finished the show by like entering a giant hamster ball and just like leaving stage. But it just sounded, people said it was like so maximalist and incredible and just like
Bjork.
Everything you would want. Saw Alex G. That was the only Coachella set that I streamed, and it was dope. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back. That's me kissing my baby, not Jack.
I remember when you used to give me baby kisses when we recorded in the same place.
And I remember I said, look, Jack, things are going to change when I become a daddy. You know,
yeah,
you're no longer a baby. You're no longer a baby who gets the baby kisses.
And I've been practicing my little baby noises and they suck.
Your voice is too deep, dude. Your voice is too deep.
Just sounds like I'm burping.
Or just like moaning, like and I'm like, what?
Everything all right?
That's what babies do. They're like,
all right. CBC's Twitter account got branded with the Elon Musk government funding, but he said 70% government funded media. He put that label on because they objected to the fact that they made it sound like they were fully government funded. But then he was like, actually, you know what would be epic? If I change it to 69%,
oh my God.
So he did that. And then he continues to, when reached for a comment for a media story, he always responds with a poop emoji. So it's like the that's what she said thing, whereas like a thing that is objectively, you know, funny people came up with it and did it in the first place, now sucks and will never be able to be used again forever.
Thanks, because, Elon. You ruined 69 for us.
The Homer Simpson's Assassin's sneakers, or I guess is it Ned Flanders? I feel like I've seen Ned Flanders.
Ned is the reason Homer is put on
like them. Wants them. They're like when he these pulls up Nike Assassins with the tagline join the conspiracy. This was an early episode. This was season two of The Simpsons. And
it's from season two. Oh, damn.
Okay. That's what it says. Also, the footwear design is like pretty accurate to today. That's why I'm having a really hard time believing that this was season two.
Well, I mean, but if you think of so many shoes now, like there's like five sneaker designs that came out by like 1990.
That's
that
true.
To this day, like timeless. So like, yeah. I'm not, you know, because it looks like it's half of like the Bo Jackson Air Trainer or Nikes. Yeah, there's like they're kind of combining a lot of different things.
Anyways, you can now buy those from a company called Retro for $180. Which of course there are five people who got to buy it for that, and now the reselling market takes over and they're presumably going to be thousands of dollars. But
yeah, I mean, it is interesting how they did it. It looks like what they're using is a knockoff Air Jordan 4 sole.
Interesting.
Like if you look at the actual sneaker that is based off of, that lower half is the Air Jordan 4.
Mm-hmm.
With like the little ridge, like little shark fin before the bubble. Look, all right, this doesn't have to be like sneaker fucking diagnosis podcast, but it is interesting to see how
they actually don't look much like the ones that Ned Flanders, or at least not what the ones Ned Flanders was rocking in the episode made me think of. It just looks like a Jordan 3, Jordan 4 body with like some embellishments.
Yeah, but hey, look, for those of us who are Simpsons brained like you and I mean, I like the idea, but the shoe doesn't look enough like the fucking one from the thing that I'm getting excited.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy these.
The Sirhans.
Yeah. They look like shit. Super Mario Brothers appears to be ready to join the $1 billion box office club.
Wow.
It earned $87 million in its second weekend, which is pretty incredible. Like, you know, the first weekend was way more than people expected, but like also the second weekend is way more. Even after the first weekend, people are like, well, it'll drop this much. And
that's just in the US?
Yeah, that was just in the US. But I don't know. I saw people like AV Club was like, if the Mario movie makes $1 billion, we might really be screwed. And they're basically saying that this
in
is
what way?
Our future now is just all terrible video game movies.
We're already from there. Now on. Do these people actually, are they looking at the entertainment industry? Like, there's so many video game movies, or like The Last of Us just came out. It's, I think, pretty well known that the studios are looking at video games as IP, and they're like, hey, those come with built-in fan bases that we can just crank out the numbers with if we do it right. So I don't know if that's necessarily the thing, but it also sounds like the take of someone who doesn't like realize that, like, it's not because they're going to be like, oh my God, Super Mario doing well means any video game film is going to do well. We're talking about the most fucking recognizable video game character, like of all time. Like,
yeah. They say, quote, if this damn thing breaks the $1 billion mark, the deluge, I thought this was going to be a damn metaphor, but no. The deluge of gaming fleck bullshit that's going to start spewing out of Hollywood is going to be truly unimaginable. But like, I don't know. It feels like we've gotten to things that are the best adaptations of video games, like, or at least the best mainstream with The Last of Us. And now this seems to, I don't know, right. Like, people seem to really enjoy this. And the thing that they did with it was just make it almost straight up a less story, more just like fun things from the video game. So if I would imagine that they like might have figured some things out here, and video game movies might get better. Video game movies were going to happen regardless.
Yeah, there was a fucking Max Payne video game movie with fucking Mark Wahlberg in 2008, I remember, and I was like, I'm not going to see that shit. But again, it's because it's not the most recognizable character. There's just, I don't know, it's just so fun. This take is just very odd to me. Like,
well, and also, like, that movie didn't seem like it had that much in common with what I would want. If I liked that video game, like, would I want just a straight up action movie starring Mark Wahlberg as a guy with the same name as the shooter that I liked playing? You know?
Right. Hey, it was that bullet time, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Mm-hmm. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.